New Delhi. India is set to host the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in New Delhi, with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar leading high-level discussions aimed at deepening cooperation across the Indo-Pacific region. The meeting brings together Jaishankar, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong, and Japanese Foreign Minister Toshimitsu Motegi. It marks the first time India has hosted the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting since 2023. The talks are expected to focus on key strategic areas, including maritime security, resilient supply chains, critical minerals, infrastructure development, climate action, emerging technologies, and humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. The leaders are also likely to exchange views on pressing geopolitical developments, including the conflicts in West Asia and Ukraine. According to India's Ministry of External Affairs, the discussions will build on earlier deliberations held in Washington in July 2025 and aim to advance the Quad's vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific. The ministers are expected to review the progress of ongoing initiatives while exploring new areas of collaboration amid shifting global dynamics. Ahead of the formal meeting, Jaishankar held bilateral talks with Motegi, underlining the importance of the India-Japan partnership in maintaining stability and openness in the Indo-Pacific region. India and Japan share a special strategic and global partnership, and that partnership carries a larger significance in today's world, Jaishankar said, noting that the Quad meeting reflects the collective commitment of member nations toward regional peace, security, and economic resilience. The visiting foreign ministers are also expected to hold separate bilateral meetings with Jaishankar during their stay in the capital. Motegi is scheduled to call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Tuesday. Ahead of the summit, Rubio described India as one of America's most important strategic partners, stressing that both democracies are closely aligned on major global issues, including counter-terrorism, critical minerals, and supply chain resilience. Addressing a joint media briefing with Jaishankar, Rubio said democratic governments are ultimately accountable to their people while shaping foreign policy decisions. "We have to explain to our people why partnerships matter and how they benefit our countries," Rubio said, adding that democracies across the world share that responsibility through transparency and public accountability. The meeting comes at a time when the Indo-Pacific region is increasingly becoming central to global strategic and economic competition, with the Quad grouping positioning itself as a key platform for regional cooperation and stability.